This episode brought to you by Origins, origination technology for today's credit unions.
Studio Lounge interviews brought to you by Go West Credit Union Association, IMM eSign, Trellis, PSCU, Peer IT Credit Union Services, and Janusee. Welcome to our continued coverage of Go West Credit Union Association's MAX convention here in beautiful Spokane, Washington. And look who we have in the studio lounge, Masako Long from Janusee. How are you?
Good. Great.
Good to see you in person.
I know.
We've done a gazillion Zoom calls together, and now we finally get to meet you in person.
Exactly. It's my first debut at your little show here.
That's right. Yeah, my little show here. I like that. It is a little show.
It's a big show, but
we're happy with that. So yeah, we're very happy to have you here as well.
Thank you.
And you are here representing the fine folks at Janusee. Yes. So give us a quick 411 on Janusee real quick. Give a quick plug, if you will.
So
what do you guys do?
We overcome the core integration woes. So really
enough
help.
Enough said.
I mean basically
right there,
that
bravo.
Should be done. If you relate to that, you should come see us. Right?
Yes. So,
but really helping overcome the integration. There's a lot of really cool fintechs out there, a lot of technology that credit unions want to leverage, and oftentimes they can't because of that last little mile.
Yeah.
And that little mile can take a year, 2 years, if it's not on the vendor's roadmap. So how do they get integrated to cool technologies? We provide that integration translation platform.
Kind of a no-brainer type of thing.
You're
just blowing up the whole process and making it so much easier for so many credit unions out
there. And we hope
so. Good stuff.
Yeah.
Hey, how's the conference going? I know you're in the exhibit hall over there, which is massive, by the way.
It is.
There's a lot of good fintechs and stuff out there.
Yes.
How's that going in there?
It's going pretty well. I think day one's usually everyone seeing who they know and like reconnecting. We've had a few people came by. Shout out to Becky Reed, by the way. She sent someone, a CEO, by, and he said hello, so that was really nice. We also met a fintech that's using our platform, so always excited to hear about that. And yeah, ran into a few people I know. I've been coming to MAX, before it was called MAX, but I think it was 2013. So.
Okay. Yeah, this is kind of your world up here,
yes.
too. The Northwest is your territory, essentially. So
So
you know it very, very well. So hey, also, are you going to be able to attend any sessions or anything like that?
I do have a couple.
Which ones are going to stand out for you?
I do have a couple that I wrote down. I know that there's one about adopting fintech, so I'm interested to hear what that's about. I have a few that I put on my list.
So. Okay, so let's get back to Janusee,
because
kind of the saying here is don't let the lack of integration be a barrier to innovation.
Yes.
I like that saying a lot, because that's such a true story for so many organizations in any industry, for that matter, but credit unions particularly. So let's dive into that a little bit. Let's expand on that one, because it is a big time barrier, because there's the innovations out there, but sometimes you have this big barrier, this big hurdle to get over to get to it.
Yes. So I mean, credit unions talk about digital transformation all the time. What does that really mean, right?
Yeah.
Like, what kind of use cases do they want to bring to the table? Oftentimes it's like anything from, providing now, a lot of people are into like microloans or small loans for their members. How do they do that efficiently? Because you can't have a lot of people thrown at it, or the cost of the you can't make that efficient. So how do you do that in an automated way? So that's a use case that's very relevant. Even just any general lending, you can bring that to the forefront.
Yeah.
Conversational AI is coming to the forefront a lot, so being able to leverage that in an effective way while getting the information you need from the core, like member identity, information to provide them relevant. Also marketing type of initiatives, right?
Okay.
So oftentimes in the past, credit unions might blast a certain thing to see what sticks, like, oh, we have these loans, we have a low rate, we have this. But if they could be a little bit more defined on how they do that and get that information to the right, like either CRM solution or marketing outreach program, they can leverage that in that way too. So there's like infinite number.
I can talk
about a bunch. We have security type, workflow automation, call center.
Yeah.
Like there's all sorts of cool things, applications.
Why hasn't somebody thought of this before? Because this just seems like it still is such a huge issue in the industry as far as innovate. I mean, getting, again, the innovation, the technology is out there.
Right.
But there just seems to be this chasm, or like you say, a barrier to get to it.
Yeah.
It seems like somebody would have thought of this a lot earlier.
I know you would think so,
but
because it's funny. I was talking to somebody yesterday and they're like, well, you know, we feel like it would be out there, and it's like a magic, right? Like, we feel like there's a magic. So what's the magic? I mean, I don't think there's really any magic, but it was a long journey. So Kyle Stutzman, our CEO, and Jack, our Chief Revenue Officer, they're part of the leadership team at Pure IT, Credit Union Service Organization, and they were working strategically with a lot of credit unions to be able to help them do this digital transformation, but they always ran up against that integration problem. So they went on a search to look for who's doing this. Like, is there any provider providing that core integration with multiple cores?
Right.
And they were on a long journey for that. So finally, they were able to kind of see some people leveraging the CUFX standard, but then kind of enhancing on that, as well as we talked to a company called Kiva Technologies, and they were doing it for a call center application as well as a couple other use cases. And they're fast forward to today, the company was born just this summer, and then I joined in September. And the reason why I joined was I was really compelled by, I've seen this also at credit unions. I worked for a security company, shout out to Defense Storm, they're great.
Good folks there too.
But I mean, they had a great solution, they have a great solution now, but then they're like, it's kind of mind-numbing to go to each core to do that development. Like, if we could just write once and do it all, you
kind
know,
of a universal,
that'd be cool.
They're
not a customer yet, but trying to get them on. But yeah, I think it's applicable to anyone that doesn't have a development team. The process of going through with each core can be really challenging.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. And the significance of this today, is it because there's so many fintechs out there looking to partner with credit unions, or is it something else? Is there another
I think fintechs realize, well, I think technology companies in general realize that the financial institutions are a great place to leverage a lot of their use cases, right? So when they're putting out cool technology, cool use cases, they immediately think about the financial vertical. But if they can't talk to the cores or don't even know about a core, like don't even know
exactly
what a core is,
exactly,
it makes it very difficult.
Yeah. I mean, because a lot of fintechs, they obviously, and then the benefits of a fintech partnering with a credit union are huge, because they have that engaged audience of the membership.
Right.
So,
yeah.
But then there's that hurdle thing of getting to integrate with the core that they may not have known about, like you talked about, could be disincentivized. Is that a word?
Sway
them from not doing something.
It kind
like
of
that.
For the fintech, it screeches their market adoption, right? Like, if you can't do that, I mean, if they're on the stage and they're like, "We have this cool thing," they get applauses, you know, and then the first question's like, "What cores?" And if they can't answer what cores they're integrated to, that's a showstopper, right?
No game,
And then for a credit union, they might find a really great solution that meets all their needs, and if the core ends up being the barrier, then they go to the next solution that may integrate but doesn't have everything they need.
Right.
That, you know,
might not be as good.
So
thank goodness the folks at Janusee are alleviating all of that. They've eliminated that issue. So now
all your problems.
Exactly, all your problems are sold. So now, the floodgates are open, basically, for credit unions out there to kind of work with who they want and when they want on any core.
Yeah, and also if they have a solution that they're working with, they don't feel like, how do I say this in a nice way, but like for fintechs, we don't want your integration to be the reason why people want to go with you, right? Integration should be table stakes, really.
Right.
Like, you should sell your solution on what an awesome solution you have. Mm-hmm. And so then giving credit unions a choice to be able to change solutions and not feel like they're trapped just because, you know, nobody else can integrate with the thing. And then I think then that focuses your own attention as a fintech to do better for the overall solution, not just like spend cycles developing.
Which I've heard story. I'm not going to name any names or anything like that, but I've heard, you know, credit unions get trapped in a certain ecosystem and they like, I would really want to work with that piece of technology, but I can't because I'm in this ecosystem and I can't get out of it.
Yeah.
So I've heard those stories like that. So
there's something to be said of best of breed, but you have to be able to integrate appropriately. Right?
Agreed. Yeah, because there's so many choices out there right now. So good stuff. All right, Masako, anything else? Anything else to add to wrap up here?
Well, I do want to also, I'm wearing a blue plaid jacket today because
it's lovely.
My new leader, Jack Smith, we have a little kind of ongoing joke about his blue plaid jacket.
Yes, he wears that everywhere.
Yeah, so I figured I would wear one today, and if, you know, anybody in the hall has a blue plaid jacket, I'll probably try to take a photo with them, you know, just for fun. But
it looks exactly like something Jack would wear. Even the shoulders, too.
So. A little bit of a...
All right, Misako, thank you so much for hanging out with us for a few minutes and talking tech. Appreciate it. Keep up the good work there. Studio Lounge interviews brought to you by Go West Credit Union Association, IMM eSign, Trellance, PSCU, Peer IT Credit Union Services, and Janusee. This episode brought to you by Origins, origination technology for today's credit unions.